What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Asking you today, who's had a better late career, Steph Curry or LeBron James? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Steph Curry and the Warriors trounced the Houston Rockets last night, Pearl, in a Game 7 in Houston. Steph was not good in the first half, at least shooting the basketball.
Yeah.
He missed his first 7 of 8 shots, but then rebounded to have a stellar fourth quarter. This is really where the Warriors put the clamps on, showed their championship medal, their experience, it was all on display. And Steph at 37, I mean, it's incredible. We talk about LeBron, and LeBron is rewriting history as well, but Steph is right there with him.
I don't think so. I disagree with this because LeBron at 37 was awesome too. Honestly, Steph has had really his worst year. He's taken a little step back. He's showing age in a different way. And he's had these halves where he scores nothing. He hit a 40-footer with like 2 minutes left in that first. I'm like, it's coming. But come on. I mean, they had, in my opinion, no reason to go 7 games with this Rockets team. I mean, the Rockets were playing at a certain point this too big lineup with Şengün and Steve Adams. I'm like, oh, this is not good. I thought that was almost a sign of weakness that the Warriors had to go 7 games. Now they're a little tired for Minnesota. We'll see. I mean, Draymond and Steph ain't young. Can they keep those legs going? So I think that's a real issue.
Yeah, it's going to be tough against Minnesota, no doubt about it. But again, I think Minnesota, could the Warriors, who have notoriously played with small lineups, death lineups, and have made a cottage industry out of it, are they going to be able to get Rudy Gobert off the floor, which is something that the Lakers could not do? Gobert
was awful in that series until the last game.
Right,
awful.
But had his best game when it was arguably, they say, that can be the hardest game to win, the closeout game.
And the reason he had his best game is because the Lakers were so tired because J.J. Redick had played them all series. So I think endurance comes into this. I did look it up. Gobert played against Steph one time in the playoffs. Swept 4-0, lost every game by double digits. Mm. It's not a great matchup for Minnesota. This is, by the way, must-watch TV. This series.
Yep.
And Adam Silver, the commissioner was rooting for Steph to advance. But you can't not have Steph and LeBron.
No, I think certainly. Listen, watching Steph continue to do this, and now with Jimmy Butler, revitalize the Warriors. Could they make a real run? I don't know, because here's the thing on the other side. How about Denver maybe give Oklahoma City a little bit of a series here? Maybe they can try to, I think people forgot Oklahoma City was even in the playoffs. They've just been sitting around.
Denver fired their coach, though.
So they still won.
So I know, but how can they get? How this team can't go all the way having fired their coach with 3 games left.
Well, maybe the firing Michael Malone was the best thing they could have done. I don't know. I don't think that's true, but they advance past the Clippers. Ty Lue's a hell of a coach, and they beat the Clippers.
Yeah, it's just a funny team. I'm just saying it's a very unusual path to being dominant. You're right. I could squint and see a path out of here for the Warriors. I think the Minnesota is young. Maybe the Warriors can outmind game them. And then Denver is a good matchup for OKC. I just think it's OKC. You're right. We forgot they were even playing teams are so dominant.
I know. Well, they're just waiting around. They swept Memphis, it feels like, about a year ago. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So we have some poll results here that might be a little surprising to some. Who has had a better post-age 35 NBA career? Steph Curry is winning this poll. Now it's early. You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl, 68% to 32%, which is funny because I can't tell if this is just LeBron fatigue, because it seems like everything that LeBron does now at 40 is setting a record, celebrate this, do this, and maybe people are getting a little, I don't say sick of it, because I think we still love to watch him play, but also does the idea that Steph Curry stayed on one team this whole time always edge him out in some ways over the LeBron haters? Like, for people who think LeBron had to go here and had to go there, I mean, let's not pretend like Curry didn't play on a super team also. And Kevin Durant just had to go to him. But
well,
they
let me
both
ask you
are
this.
Similar in that way.
If we were asking the poll in the morning after Steph advanced and LeBron just lost in five games, if we had asked this before the playoffs, would the results have been different? Because LeBron, the Lakers were the team that everyone was excited about, ironically.
I know. What do you think? 888-710-4ISN. EJ, are you still with LeBron here?
I would lean LeBron just because of the stats. But I think Steph definitely has a chance to pass him, because I think Steph, what I think is interesting about Steph is he has shown that he could be unquestionably the best player on a team that can go deep into the playoffs and maybe compete for a championship. LeBron, we've seen, whether he's been kind of tag teaming with AD or tag teaming with Luka Doncic, it appears right now that he's not that guy anymore.
Right.
So the question
becomes,
2 years
ago they go to the Western Conference Finals.
Right. And then it got destroyed.
Yeah.
So to me, Steph won a title. I think they're going to be in a position to maybe get deep into the playoffs again. And then the other thing too is we saw that Olympics and LeBron was so great for most of it. And then when it came to the semifinals and the gold medal game,
Curry
was just like out of this world. It just feels like he can reach a different stratosphere when they absolutely need it the most, where LeBron is almost like he wears himself out by the time they get to that moment.
Because he's 4 years older.
I know.
Or three.
Well,
he's 37. 40, right?
Three and a half.
Yeah, three,
okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, but also, too, what has Steph done since the title year? I mean, Steph's done nothing. So what do you mean he can lead us? And that he was younger in his title year than LeBron's title year, like significantly younger.
Right, but LeBron, I think, has had significantly a lot more help is what I'm saying. Like,
well, yeah, but Steph hasn't done any. You said that Steph can lead a team deep into the playoffs. I think that's a little TBD. I mean, we'll see how they do in this series. Can Steph win a title still? That's part of the question. Do you guys honestly see this Warriors team winning another? Does he get another ring? If he does, then I'll go with you guys. But until that happens, no.
Well, to be honest, I didn't really see 2023 coming. So, you know, that 2022-2023 season, whatever it was.
2021-22.
That's what it was, 21-22?
Yeah,
yeah,
was,
you're right about that.
LeBron's way older.
No, but that I didn't see that coming, and I think it added a new element to Steph's career. And I don't think you're making these trades for Jimmy Butler and trying to do this stuff if you don't still think you can rip off a title.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, a month ago we were saying all of this about the Lakers. We were totally in the Lakers.
Yeah, and it was totally disappointing when the Lakers lost in the first round.
I know.
And we crushed them for it, I did.
The Lakers had better odds coming into this playoffs than the Warriors. The Lakers were the team where we thought LeBron was going to do something great. I just think LeBron's sort of triple-double stats and his 26 points. He's scoring 26.8 points per game since he turned 35. That's insane. It's totally unprecedented. There's no way Steph is going to even come sniff that if he plays to 40.
Well, it's not like Steph has really fallen off. I'm looking, he averaged 25 points a game this year.
Well, he's not going to average 26.8 from 35 to 40, because he is falling. Does he go down pretty much every year?
I don't know. I mean, so Steph is 37, right? So 3 years ago, 2 years ago, it was 29.4 points a game, 26.4, and then this year, 24.5.
He also plays less minutes than LeBron. LeBron plays a lot of minutes. He doesn't take any kind of minutes restriction.
Right.
So when you are doing...
He probably should.
Yeah, and if LeBron did, he wouldn't average 26 points a game.
Well, that's the other part, too. When you're talking about, we're asking you the question today, who's had a better post-35 career, LeBron or Steph? Obviously, LeBron's played more post-35 years. But are we really talking about the regular season at this point?
Yeah, but what has Steph done since he was 34? I mean, that was not post-35. He was 34. What has he done post-35 in the postseason?
Well, he's still playing. I got that for you.
It's okay.
I got that for you. 888-710-4ISN.
If the Lakers had drawn Houston, would LeBron still be playing?
We will never know.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. You're welcome to vote, by the way. Go vote. Who's had the better late career? Is it LeBron or is it Steph? And you can call us again. 888-710-4476 is the number. We got to get to the Cowboys. Do you want to play the cut? Is this worth the quickie? I think it's more than a Cowboy quickie, quite frankly. This is big news, Pearl. Did you see Brian Schottenheimer, head coach of your Dallas Cowboys, has decided to put Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons' lockers right next to each other?
That's big news? Okay. All right. What does it mean?
Yeah. Why not? Can I put the hat on? My professional Bull Riders tour hat here. So Micah Parsons, still unsigned, by the way. No contract extension. Dak Prescott, richest quarterback in the NFL. Highest paid by average annual. Lockers right next to each other. So, trying to show some kind of unity here, maybe between the offense and the defense, or between the two most famous players, best players.
Oh, I was thinking, is this so Micah Parsons learns from a more mature player, or is it that Dak gets some of Micah Parsons' fire, or is it a combo? Like, who's benefiting? What is the coach trying to do here? I'm curious.
Well, if you're asking me, I think this is all just eyewash. This is something I think you would do on a college team. I'm not telling you that Brian Schottenheimer is not going to be a good coach. I have no idea. You don't either. None of us do. But two grown men handle their business the way they handle it very, very differently. Gonna put their lockers next to each other to try to create some kind of like a frat. They're already teammates, you know, and guys can be adults. They can have relationships. They don't have to have the lockers right next to each other. It feels a little like he saw this once maybe somewhere, or I don't know.
But I honestly can't tell you where anybody's locker is in the NFL except for these two now.
Well, I think a lot of times they'll do Zach Wilson next to Aaron Rodgers or someone like that, where they want to try to let a young guy learn from an older guy. But to be honest, that's kind of infantizing.
Well, that's like two quarterbacks to each other.
Something like that.
Whatever. It's making Micah Parsons kind of seem like maybe he's the immature one here or something like that. Right. And I don't love that message.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like Dak is... people have major issues with Dak's leadership too, don't they?
Absolutely. I think if we put a poll up, why haven't the Dallas Cowboys won a Super Bowl? I think Dak Prescott gets a pretty significant slice of that blame.
I feel like Micah Parsons' Q rating is a little higher than Dak Prescott right now.
Well, Q rating is different than leadership.
And even leadership. I don't think people trust that Dak is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. More so than they don't trust Micah Parsons.
Yeah, because we've watched Dak's whole career, and he hasn't gotten close.
Right,
Micah Parsons
still
has a lot left here. But, yeah, all right, there we go.
The music. The only locker room situation I remember is in the Aaron Hernandez movie that Brandon Lloyd came over, and he had to stand next. He had the locker next to Aaron Hernandez. Everyone was like, you don't want that locker. That's going to be bad news for you. I remember Wes Welker or somebody pulled him aside and said, you got to be really careful.
That's in the dramatized version.
No, I was actually in the documentary.
Oh, it was. Okay.
But I totally agree. It's eyewash. What is the Cowboys' problem? To me, their number one problem right now that they have to address before anything is they got to stop the run. They got to get tough. They got to run the ball and stop the run. But they've been trying to do that. For some reason, this team just lacks an overall toughness or something. I don't know if it's character or talent, but there is definitely, they're not built like a champion.
Yeah, I would say it's tough, though, to say the Cowboys, wow, their lack of success has been a lack of talent when you do put together multiple 12-win seasons. And I know that has a little to do with schedule and the quarterbacks you face and all that. But I guess leadership, I think, has been an issue. And I think the biggest reason why leadership is an issue is because Jerry is in every microphone and answering every question. And so he's still the face of the team, even though sometimes I feel like when he's talking, it's nonsensical. And I don't speak fluent Jerry, clearly, because I'm often left baffled by what he's saying. And I don't think people believe Dak Prescott is he has all the characteristics of a leader, but where is he when things are melting down on a sideline of a playoff game?
Why?
And I know he can't stop the run. I know he can't stop, the Green Bay Packers defense. But he also didn't play well in some of these playoff games also.
Yeah, I mean, Green Bay scored 48 points in that one game I think you're referring to. Yeah, one thing that happened, I think the Cowboys ran into a really, really good San Francisco team. And I actually was, I've always
they barely
been,
lost to those San Francisco teams.
Yeah, I would say
teams,
that I've always defended Dak in those games. Yeah. But those San Francisco teams went on to kick everyone's butt. It wasn't just Dallas. They were close spreads, and then you say, oh, wow, we underestimated. Remember San Francisco should have gotten the Super Bowl of the year. The Rams did it. That was a much better San Francisco team than we thought.
I mean, so, you lost at home to Jimmy Garoppolo. You're going to be thinking about that one for a while.
Which year is that?
That was the year when, remember, Dak, ran at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
He couldn't understand why there was all this green grass in front of him, and it was because the 49ers were letting the clock run out.
Well, yeah, but my point was that team was way better than we thought they were. They went on to play very, very good from that point on. Then they lost that really tough game. It was 19-13, where the ball bounced off the Cowboys receiver at the end. It was a pick on Dak. Yeah, I just think that was a little bit of bad luck. Against Green Bay, that was a total team meltdown,
yep.
And it was not on Dak Prescott. It was on coaching, and it was on the way the character of that building, I will say, or football character of that building. There's just something missing there.
I also thought Dak was not good in that game, but it almost didn't matter because the Green Bay Packers got off to such a big lead. Not that it didn't matter, but it became secondary. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I don't know if this is Brian Schottenheimer's first move, but it's kind of the first one, or it feels like he's trying to put his fingerprints on the team. And that's, again, putting Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott's locker together. This could backfire on him if they both don't like him. Now, all of a sudden, you got two guys who are both very powerful. May not be singing your praises, but I'm not going to try to go negative here. He could be a great coach. We have no idea.
Well, Dak is always going to love Schottenheimer, right? I think he kind of got him hired. Don't you get that sense? I saw some interviews like, oh, my God, this is Dak's choice.
Well, as they got him hired, they basically interviewed three people, and one was Kellen Moore, and one was the guy who was already in the building, and Brian Schottenheimer, and I think the third was Robert Saleh.
Oh, yeah. But
this wasn't a very wide-ranging coaching search.
It was, Dak loves Schottenheimer. I mean, the quotes are glowing. Now, Parsons, I don't know what he's going to do. He is the wild card in this situation. What is he going to sign a contract? Does he want to stay in Dallas? Is he committed to this team? Is he going to be upset about the coach? You bring up a great point. If you know the answers to that, I would love to hear them.
I just am curious from the Cowboy fans, what do you think is the biggest issue with why they haven't won? Like, is it Jerry? Is it the talent? Is it the leadership? Because Schottenheimer's move here kind of felt like it was like a leadership type thing.
Yeah, it's Jerry.
Well,
put that poll up and I'll bet Jerry wins 85% to 7-7.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Yeah, so Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott's lockers are next to each other.
I don't know his name.
Barry is in South Jersey, wants to talk about a story we brought you last hour, Aaron Rodgers at the Kentucky Derby with a ring on his wedding finger. Barry, what do you think's a foot?
Well, it's called the smart ring, and it measures many health metrics like heart rate and oxygen rate and things of that. Blood oxygen and how you're sleeping and so forth. And they're very popular. They're very inexpensive and they're black. And you can mistake it for a wedding ring. A lot of guys wear them. I see them in the gym all the time.
Oh, Barry, is this the thing, the Aura ring?
It could be. Well, there's a million brands out there. It could be. I think the generic name is the Aura ring, but they come in many different names.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Does it have to be on your left hand because that's the one that's close, connects to your heart?
Well, I've seen them when women wear them on their pointing finger on their right hand. So, but the way you mentioned it, that the wedding ring finger is closest to your heart.
Right.
That's where a lot of people wear them. So,
you know, I have seen these rings. Maybe Barry cracked the case here. Here's the one thing, though. He's a famous person who's also famously single. You know, he's dated some of the most attractive and famous women in the world. He's got to know when he wears a ring on that finger, even if it's what'd you call it, a health ring?
A smart ring.
A smart ring, thank you.
Like a smart TV or a smart watch, yeah.
He's got to know that's going to,
don't be a freaking weirdo.
People's interest, right?
I don't know. It's a guy. Honestly, I kind of know that that's the ring finger, but when I was getting married, I'm like, where's this ring go? I never thought about it at all.
You figured that out on the altar?
I figured it out when we were ring shopping. I'd never thought once about where the wedding ring go. Like, Manny
probably
doesn't think about
that. I can't believe you didn't know where the ring finger
was. I knew technically, but it's not something. I never, checked out a guy's hand to see where the ring was.
Oh, maybe that's a woman thing.
Yeah.
It's the first. It's maybe the second thing I'll notice about a person.
Really? Oh my God! I have no clue.
What's number one?
I don't know, Barry. Thank you. Probably depends.
Women have the superpower where if you wear the same pants at work every day, they notice it. And we're like, we have no idea. That to me, that's the biggest difference between men and women. I don't know if you do,
but generally,
in workplaces, women have track your outfits much stronger than men can. Anybody have an experience with
that? I think we just notice more about men's appearance. I think I notice like people's nails, their shoes.
Yeah.
Things like that. The wedding ring. But like the wedding ring, in some ways, like when you're single, I think, depend how late into the game you're single. Like if we're out with one of my friends who's still single, well, now she's dating this wonderful guy. But when we were out and we'd be kind of like out, kind of like scoping around for her, you know, you're looking for the wedding ring number one because wedding ring means off limits. Stay away.
Does it?
It does.
Yes,
when you yourself are trying to find a husband, yes, it does.
Oh, okay. I'm learning things.
I don't know if it's vice versa. No, it is. I mean, you should.
Manny, if you are talking to a young lady in a bar, do you check out her ring finger?
No, I'm usually actually just my eyes are glued usually to the television that's showing SportsCenter when I'm trying to talk to a woman.
Yeah. And hence, still single.
Bang, bang.
Amazing how that happened.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Can you?
You guys really don't notice when a woman's wearing a wedding ring gonna buy her a drink?
No,
well,
I could care less.
Yeah, I mean, no, I notice it.
Like that's her business.
Now that I've given Andrea a ring, I notice it a lot more now.
Never notice it because women wear a lot of rings too. My daughters wear a lot of rings.
Yeah, but not on that finger. I bet your daughters don't.
Probably not, but no, I'm clueless to it. Actually.
I do feel like there are girls who wear like rings on like all five fingers though.
Yeah.
And that always throws me off. Like, what's that about?
Freaks, man.
I think generally you keep it off the wedding ring finger though.
I'm not sure what my kids do actually.
I don't think so.
Like, why do you have a ring on your thumb? How is that comfortable?
I don't get it either.
Never thought about that.
I feel like I've definitely like been on the subway or doing like there are chicks who just like to wear a lot of rings.
Sure.
And I feel like I don't feel like they're avoiding that finger. I feel like they're putting it on.
What do we think about men who wear jewelry like rings? Not just the wedding ring or the smart ring that Barry said he thinks Aaron Rodgers is wearing like a smart ring that
I want a ring.
Tracks your vitals.
It's kind of like Britney with an eye. You got to be really cool to do that. I don't think I'm cool to do that.
I don't know if the word is cool. I think it's similar to painting your fingernails. Like you're making a statement that this is the lane I'm going to be in when you're wearing a ring. It's sort of more like, to me, it's a little bit like smoking patchouli and being that guy. Like, you know, you're a certain kind of guy.
Yeah, you got a vibe.
Yeah. Like kind of like you have a lot of piercings. Like I don't know if cool or not cool.
Like guitar.
Yeah, I just think that to me, it says like guys with a lot of piercings, for example.
Sure.
So that doesn't mean they're cool or uncool. That just means that's their kind of thing.
So I couldn't pull one off, is what you're saying?
Pull what off? A ring?
A ring, yeah.
Yeah, sure. You can wear a ring.
Okay, cool.
I think you're very cool man. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think so as well. Thanks, Pearl.
I think you should keep your eyes off the sports if you're in a bar.
I know. That's not helpful.
Can't do that. I got to find out what the Colorado Rockies are doing on Monday night.
Never change, Manny. I don't want you to change. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Okay. We have a lot to do. We have the M&P 500, which comes your way every Monday. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down? And one trade in the NFL that we thought we'd see looks like it's on the back burner permanently. Maggie and Perloff.
Big shout out to all the women backing up the fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Back on Maggie and Perloff, trying to figure out why the Dallas Cowboys cannot win a Super Bowl anymore. I think it's squarely on Jerry Jones. I mean, this is not me coming up with this, but when the players are answering to the owner, not the coach, you always have a problem. That sort of structure has been the downfall of them. Not to mention that Jerry is the shadow GM of the team or the GM. The whole thing is messed up. I don't think you can put it on any one particular player personally.
Right. Well, we're talking about this because Brian Schottenheimer said that Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott's lockers will now be next to each other. Now, Schottenheimer was with the organization, has been with the organization. He's been in the locker. Maybe he did see a leadership problem or feels like these two need to be united to sell the team on a vision. To me, it looks like eyewash. It seems like something a college coach would do. JT is in Atlanta. What's up, JT?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You guys have got me cracking up today because the guy's not noticing, like, a ring finger. I mean, like, a woman wearing a ring, a ring on her wedding ring finger. That's some shade. And bro, have you said you don't care? Anyways.
Yes, this was we talked about this last segment just to catch the rest of the audience up. Aaron Rodgers was wearing a ring on his wedding ring finger. But Barry in South Jersey called in and said it could have been a smart ring, which like tracks your vitals. And like, we can't take two steps anymore these days without documenting it. But anyway.
Right.
So he's probably right about that. Off. But then we got into a discussion of whether men notice women's wedding rings and women definitely notice whether a man's wearing one.
And I'm going to tell you, Perloff, why that women are wearing, you know, what pants you are wearing. It's called a print watch. I just learned of this not too long ago, but that's a whole thing. And that's why they know what kind of pants you've worn for the last week or not, just FYI.
Wait, a watch? What?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Maggie. I'm I don't mean to be telling women secrets, but Maggie, you're like, you're fake. Like, oh, what are we talking about? Is kind of like,
I think she's genuinely perplexed.
I just want to make sure I'm spelling it right, because I'm trying to look it up on the internet. Printwatch.
You can put the ing behind watch. But yeah, that's
watching.
I just learned about this myself, but I thought this was like part of the secret women's traveling pants code. Like, I didn't know that. Not all women didn't know about this, Maggie.
I would not lie to the audience. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll try to figure it
Neither
out.
Neither does Google.
Yeah,
Google's
no, I've seen a
nothing
lot of,
on print watching.
A lot of companies will monitor the expenses around your printer. Like,
your toner's low.
Exactly. By the way, I'm having that issue at home. If we want to get into print watching, I'm totally down. Also, it keeps jamming, so we always have to stand up there and watch it and keep on fixing the paper.
No,
hence, we print watch as well.
I'm for any like of these women, our secret witchy tactics that we use to try to pull men into our orbit. I mean, JT, come on. I'll own up to any of that stuff. I don't know what this is, though. I don't.
Are you
I thought this was like the, not to pull the men to you, but to as part of the selection process. Of women. So
are you saying that? Are they looking at private parts? Help me out here. What are you talking about, JD? Explain what it is.
How your jeans conform to your the rest of your body or your pants, your dockers, whatever you may have on.
Yeah, I'm going to just be honest with you quickly, JT. As far as what women notice first, it'd be the size of your wallet, not that.
Maybe that's what they're looking at.
All right. Listen, in regards to this move by the Cowboys, I think this is hilarious because these are, to me, these guys have neither one of them shown to be great leaders. I mean, Parsons was the one that didn't mention his own quarterback as one of the top quarterbacks when he's talking about, you know, naming, you know, great quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
And wasn't it last year that Prescott was like, we suck on the sideline, you know, as they were getting beat down by some random team. So I don't think either one of them have exhibited it much as far as great leadership. And so maybe they're doing this like two negatives equal a positive. I don't know how this is supposed to work out, but I don't see this going great for them. But it's just another example of the Cowboys being the Cowboys.
JT, dynamite call on this Monday. All facets covered. Society, women, natural selection, and the Cowboys locker room situation with the Michael Parsons and Dak Prescott's lockers next to each other.
I just want to make something clear. This is another thing we'll never agree on. Your pass rusher does not supposed to be your leader. Your pass rusher is supposed to destroy the other quarterback. In fact, you don't want necessary leadership behavior. You want a guy who's on a mission, who's in his own head, who's totally crazy. Like, those are the best pass rushers to me. I don't need a team leader. That's the quarterback.
Okay, that's fine. But this pass rusher and Micah Parsons thinks he is a team leader.
Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying, like, he's trying to fill this role. So you can't say, well, he's not a leader. He's out here saying, I'm the leader of the team. So, but in so many words.
I just think, actually, JT had a great point. Dak saying that on the sideline was not good. Dak has to rally the troops. If your defensive end is your leader, you probably... I mean, I know you're going to bring up Strahan and there are exceptions, but generally, it's the quarterback. We can all agree on that, right?
It's supposed to be, yeah. 888-710-4ISN. We shortchanged Bogish last hour talking about Kenny Atkinson's playing career, the new Cleveland, not new, newish Cleveland Cavaliers head coach, played for a team called Real Canoe. And I laugh.
Real Canoe Natación Club. You've got to bring in the swimming club part.
He played for a swim club called Real Canoe. Amazing
he
that
must
he's
be good
here.
At basketball.
Amazing where he's come from and how he's risen to these heights. What's up, folks?
We'll actually get to Kenny in just a second, but first things first, Buddy Hield did the heavy lifting with 33 points in Game 7 in Houston last night. But fourth quarter is Steph Curry time.
Curry on the logo. Comes left, crossover dribble, crossover again, step back, takes a three under duress. It's good.
I'm the petty
it's
king.
Good. Curry nails it. And it's 91-74. The Warriors have their largest lead of the game right now.
That's Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. The Curry step back, part of a 12-0 knockout punch from Golden State. They sent the Rockets home again. 103-89. Curry, 14 fourth quarter points, 22 total. This the fifth time Golden State has knocked Houston out of the postseason. And a quick turnaround now. Game 1 with Minnesota tomorrow night. Here come those Cavs, knocked out the Heat with no trouble in round one, but a lot of trouble in game one with the Pacers, falling at home 121-113. Real Canoe alum Kenny Atkinson believes his team will be fine moving forward.
I think we have great leadership that starts there, so we'll bounce back. Got to win 4.
Just keep rowing in the right direction.
Do you think they're now retiring jerseys? Like, if he wins the title, do all these dozens of places that he played, like Demon Astronauts and DJK Wurzburg and FC Millhouse basket. They all bring them back to honor them.
Imagine being called Demon Astronauts, and that's not the team that has our attention this morning. Well, then you lose out to Real Canoe.
You come up against Real Canoe, you best not miss.
The Cavs made just 9 threes in this loss, 10 less than the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton led Indy with 22 points and 13 assists, which led to another 34 points. The game of the night was on ice in Winnipeg. Game 7 for the other Jets and the Blues. St. Louis, a 3-1 lead with 2 minutes to go, but Winnipeg scored once and then again.
Vilardi back in behind the net. Vilardi back to the line. Ehlers moves in, shoots, and he fanned on that, got it back again. Far side, quick shot, deflected in front. They score!
That's Cole Perfetti scoring with 3 seconds left in regulation, the latest tying goal in Game 7 history, and it allowed this to happen in double OT.
Pionk walks the line, wristed through traffic, he scores! Deflected in front by the captain, Adam Lowry! Jets win! Jets win! Jets win!
If only that was Bob Schusen on New York Jets radio.
That's going to be EJ's ringtone, even though it's a totally different franchise in a completely different country.
The Hockey Jets with a 4-3 double OT escape, setting up a second round meeting with Dallas. Austin Riley, a pair of 2-run homers in the Braves 4-3 win over the Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball.
Matt Olson, dude.
That's how LA's 7-game win streak ends. Oscar Piastri won F1's Miami Grand Prix, and Scotty Scheffler won the CJ Cup Byron Nelson in Texas at 31 under par, his 4-round total of 253, matching the lowest in PGA Tour history.
Gotta retire that course if it's that easy.
Crazy.
Is this like a course he played a lot, though? He mentioned something about when I was a kid, I couldn't imagine playing this. So he kind of had a home field advantage
here. It's basically his home course. Yeah. I guess there's a picture of him with Byron Nelson when Scheffler was like 7 years old. I think he might have made his pro debut there since it's his home event. And I think he's come close to winning it in the past, and this might be the first time.
Yeah.
And he has a kid there that you guys don't like, so he was all emotional yesterday.
Wait a minute. That does sound vaguely familiar.
Yeah, you guys are mad that he was going to leave them. He might leave the Masters to see his baby being born.
She didn't have the kid for like another 2 weeks.
Right.
We wondered, would he leave the Masters if he was leading through like two rounds?
No, I think he said he would leave, and you guys were like, you can't do that. One of you was like, you can't do that. And he didn't have, and then he ended up not having to leave.
Yeah, one of us, head nod. Andrew Pearl.
I'm pointing fingers. Nothing.
You can't leave the course for the kid, right?
We know.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. That'd be insane. There's only four majors a year.
Is that the one thing you're stuck to? Usually you flip when you're...
That's true.
Right. Yeah. But by the way, I read this reminder. Oh my God, Scottie Scheffler is like the new Tiger, but nobody cares. Like, he's insane. He's going to kill people. Well, he's just so low wattage. You know what I mean? He's not I think it's fair to say no one cares about Scottie Scheffler. He's as vanilla a guy as they come.
When he was wearing an orange jumpsuit that morning in Kentucky, we certainly cared a ton. Mm.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. But am I wrong that Scottie Scheffler's a little low wattage?
I agree.
Yeah. We did barbecue menu, right, at the Masters this year. We liked that.
The guy is so boring. He did the same Masters menu twice.
That's true. Although we did like the cookie skillet warm thing with the vanilla ice cream.
That is a top-tier dessert. Oh, my gosh.
Not just an elite golfer. Good dessert.
By the way, I told Bogues earlier in a break that I want to bet the Cavs are still winning the series, right? So I'm like, let's make a bet. It's still minus 210 Cleveland.
Wow.
And nobody thinks the Pacers are going to do this. So now I'm thinking maybe I bet the Pacers.
Well,
think the Cavs win this series.
Garland's got to get healthy. Garland, they tied Jerome 20 shots last night. That can't happen. Mm.
Everyone just grunting yes to that.
Yeah, no. Charles Barkley came out and said,
back to the beers.
Barkley said Donovan's shooting way too much. Like, way too much.
He took 30 shots.
Who's going to score, guys?
He's an idiot and a fool.
But they have Evan Mobley's getting $250 million. Like, I would hope he score. Again, high usage will kill you in the playoffs. Just saying. Knicks.
Coming up, we will have the M&P 500. Whose stock is up, whose stock is down after a very eventful weekend.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Perloff Show. We do this every Monday, just taking a quick stock of the weekend. Who's up? Who's down? Perloff, get us going.
Okay. This is sort of a two-person up. The Thompson brothers in the NBA, Amen and Asar, are up. Both had great opening round series. Both have been eliminated. I've actually, and I think Amen is the better one. He's a little more developed offensively. I'm starting to think he might be a singular, like, this guy's good enough to win a title on his own. Because there was a play last night where he drove down the lane, put the ball behind the back, and dunked on everybody. I have not seen that. He's already a defensive force, as his brother with Detroit is. I think this guy, Amen Thompson particularly, might be the face of the NBA good. Like, wow. In 5 years, like, could win a title single-handedly. He's going to be...
Yeah, we're kind of shot.
Yeah, but he's so young.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
that's true.
I'm projecting a little bit here. You know, all young players need to work on their shot. He's just so physically superior. His brother's a little bit below him, but feels like these guys could have incredible NBA futures.
I love it. My stock up is going to be for American-born goaltender Connor Hellebuck, who you may remember, Pearl, from the Four Nations Cup. He was in goal for USA. That one didn't go the United States' way, but after being pulled, basically did not finish the last three games of the Winnipeg Jets series against St. Louis. He was fantastic. He wins in double overtime last night. He was facing off against Jordan Bennington, who you may remember was also in goal for the Four Nations Cup, but he was on the winning side of things, obviously, for Canada. So I want to say stock up for Hellebuck, because the Michigan native, well, it was looking pretty bleak. He's a fantastic goaltender, but was going through a real cold spell and came through big last night.
Yeah, unbelievable. Although, moving forward, I don't know. I don't know about this guy back.
Game six, he gave up 4 goals on 8 shots during a 5-minute stretch and 5 goals overall. So that's what makes the stock could have been lower.
Is that
and
bad? You know what happens? You bought low. You're selling high.
I bought low. Now I don't know if I'm selling yet. I'm holding. I'm sticking with it high. Who's your stock down?
Okay. It's been a couple hours in the show since we talked about this guy. You got to go James Harden. Last night, or I'm sorry, Saturday night, 2 for 8, 7 points. It's not just that. He also was still dribbling a ton, slowing down the Clippers offense. I just think, and I'm going to be very consistent about this, ball hogs make the whole team worse in ways you can't even see. He saps the energy from the whole team, and they just were not there energy-wise with Denver. I think it's in his head to some degree for sure, but he's just got to say, I'm going to contribute in a lot of other ways, and he didn't do it. There's something wrong with James Harden teams. I'm sorry. I part of this is a bitter Sixers fan who saw James Harden underdeliver, but it's been 10 years of this now, Maggie. At what point is he going to figure this out? I don't think he will.
Going to go on the Mount Rushmore of chokers. For me, I'm going to go stock down, and I think the stock continues to plummet. It's just been a bad couple weeks, days for Bill Belichick. And, you know, his relationship with Jordan Hudson got so much scrutiny. It even made it to Saturday Night Live this weekend.
This order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know?
That was a spoof of President Trump signing all these ridiculous executive orders, and that would be the Belichick one. I think anyone else getting spooked by SNL is probably a good thing. Kind of breaks the tension, lightens the mood. I don't think it's great for Belichick. I still think all this stuff as a net negative for him. We've got some news that, you know, he may be looked into an outside PR company. I don't know, but Belichick... to say this is unintended, and unintended consequences in a bad way to me.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to say stock up Tom Brady, because I think a lot of people are coming around. Oh, okay. Brady was the one. Actually, that was not my stock up, but still, I'll tell you, like, are you getting into that in your head, Maggie, yet? That, oh, maybe it was Brady all along. Is that popped? It's totally not fair.
No.
Because of a bad book tour, but I'm just thinking, oh, man, I don't know if Belichick was as buttoned up as we thought through all those years.
No, because I think this is all out here for our public consumption. So I think if he had had this issue over and over and over again.
But he's had bad interviews for years.
I know, but the winning, you know, kind of hit it.
Right, but has he won?
He did do a lot of winning.
Because of?
His defense in the beginning and Brady at the end.
I don't know anymore. I don't know. I feel like maybe it's Brady. Can I give a stock up for Tyrese Halliburton, by the way? I know his dad wasn't there to see it, but this Pacers seemed to me that you keep counting them out. I thought they were going to go nowhere last year. And again, this year, I thought that the Cavs were going to kill them. That guy has totally irrational confidence. He threw a ball off the top of the glass at the end of the game yesterday that somehow found its way in. I don't think he's the best player, but I think he's got the attitude you need to pull off these kind of upsets. I'm totally Team Halliburton now. Although, again, I don't think he's the most talented guard in the league, but I think he thinks he is, and it kind of works.
Yeah, it's working for them so far, and it worked all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago. I'm going to do another stock up here. Stock up on appreciating people's long and successful runs, and that is Greg Popovich, who announced over the weekend that he is going to be stepping down as the head coach of the Spurs. He's not going away, though. He's transitioning to president of basketball operations. Hasn't coached since like October, November, because he had the stroke. Over 1,400 regular season wins, most in history, the 5 NBA championships. Popovich is one of the greatest and did it his own way. Speaking of Belichick, very gruff with the media and all of that, but you could kind of tell there was like a heart of gold under there. With Belichick, you were never sure. Popovich, I thought, did it with a little more of a twinkle in his eye, maybe a little bit more of a wink and a smile and a knowing glance, where Belichick never really gave you that. But anyway, I just want to pay respects to Greg Popovich. He's not going anywhere. Again, he's going to be the head of basketball operations, but to be off the sideline. And by the way, this is going to be a hell of a decision of who to hand the reins off to, because you got Victor Wembanyama, and who's going to get this job permanently, they have not announced yet, right? They have the interim coach.
They hired him.
Mitch Johnson.
Oh, he's getting it?
Yeah. Mitch is full-time now.
I'm sorry. I must not have seen it. So this is a huge...
Yeah.
Huge torch that's being passed with Wemby's future in the balance.
I was a little disappointed that Becky Hammon did not get back into this mix. I know she's happy where she is.
Yep.
But that would have been super cool at a certain point. And I obviously, as man on the show, I don't know. I want to say
be all right. No.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it just would have been.
I think it'd be incredible.
I think it would have been so interesting because she clearly has all the credentials in the world, had success with this team. I thought maybe that's where this was headed at one point. Did you think at one point that maybe, and then I kind of thought, oh man, is Tim Duncan going to develop into a coach under him? That didn't happen at all. I think Becky was a lot more closer than Tim Duncan because he was on the staff for a short time, but it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be really hard to follow in his for Mitch Johnson. It's generally when you take over for a great coach like that, it doesn't go well.
Well, he's been there, the head coach, since 1996. It's just crazy. I have one more little one, unless you want to go.
Yeah, go. No, please go ahead.
Stock down on peanut allergies that kept Mike Tirico from doing the Kentucky Derby pregame. The broadcast was great. They always do a great job. But Tirico, I didn't know he had a peanut allergy. He tore his Achilles, I think, or his ACL earlier this year. Was Achilles? We saw that one of their Sunday nights with Collinsworth. I forgot which one. So tough stretch here for Mike Tirico. He has a terrible peanut allergy.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
There's a guy.
Okay. And so by the way, highest rated derby since 89.
Really?
I think it's the betting. Everyone can bet at home. So they were all into it. My family sat around. We were betting on Admiring Daytona. All no idea why. Lucy thought it was a cool name.
I know. I kept my son awake for it because it started, for some reason, very late on the East Coast. Felt like it started late, 7 o'clock. Listen, he's 5.
Okay.
He still had to do bath time and all that other stuff. Okay, coming up, what happened last night, we'll tell you.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.